It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox. Hello and happy new year. Welcome to this episode of Kennedy Saves the World. No one is having a better New Year than Gypsy Rose Blanchard. She, of course, was in prison, served 85% of her term for second-degree manslaughter. Her mom basically kept her hostage her entire childhood, made her very sick, moved her around a lot. Her mom, they think, suffered from a mental illness called Munchausen by proxy. So Munchausen syndrome is where you pretend to be sick so people feel bad for you, and you make up these elaborate illnesses, and, you know, people times often do it. They say they have cancer, and people have fundraisers for them and buy them new houses, and then, you know, they go to prison. So, but Gypsy Rose, it's actually a very tragic story because her mom subjected her not only to medical tests, but also treatments and pills, all sorts of medications that diminish her quality of life. And her mom had total control over her and told people, even though she was perfectly healthy, told her that she had the mental and emotional age of a seven-year-old when she was well into her teens, told people that she suffered from muscular dystrophy and leukemia. And then they were living in Louisiana and claimed that they had been victims of Hurricane Katrina. So they were able to access money to leave the state and move to Missouri, where her mom claimed that she lost a lot of the medical records. And throughout this hideous time in Gypsy Rose's life, there were a couple doctors who were like, something is not right here. This child is actually healthy. But what was surprising to me about this, not only was her mom an absolute monster and how she would be capable of sacrificing her child's happiness and well-being in order for people to look at her, at Dee Dee, and see this wonderful caretaker, how brave, you know, how incredible, the self-sacrifice, your daughter with special needs, medical needs, and here you are sacrificing your own happiness in order to make your daughter's life better, when actually she was making her daughter's life a living hell. But the thing that surprised me, not only could a human being do something like that to their own child, which is not as uncommon as it sounds, it's the fact that there were so many doctors who went along with it. And even though they're weren't the symptoms, or there wasn't the evidence there to support what her mom was saying, that the doctors and the nurses and, you know, the therapists were giving this child so much medical intervention unnecessarily. So obviously, when Gypsy Rose rebelled, when she got into adolescence, as any adolescent does, you know, they want to detach themselves from their parents and individuate and be an independent person. She knew that the hell she was going through had to come to an end. So she met a guy on a Christian website. They started dating, and she convinced him to kill her mom. And he did. He stabbed her. Gypsy Rose waited in the bathroom, plugged her ears, and gloated on a shared Facebook page with her mom, "The bitch is dead." She said she did it so someone would find her mom's body. And then she expressed remorse for the fact that she had hired someone to kill her mom. And she wished that she had told family members sooner what her mom was doing to her. And people asked her, you know, "Your mom forced you to sit in a wheelchair for all these years. Why didn't you just stand up?" And she's like, "I was worried that if I did, my mom would punish me, that people would think that I was lying and that I would get in even more trouble and the control would be even worse." But, you know, she did say that although she's glad she's not with her mom anymore, she's very sad that her mom is dead, and she did not wish for her mom to be dead. But she did. She went to prison. She served her time, and she has emerged as one of the most interesting people in culture right now, because a lot of people are very sympathetic to her story. A lot of people see what she went through. And I don't think, you know, a majority of people who have sympathy for her would want her mom to be murdered in cold blood. Certainly not. They look at her and, you know, they see that her childhood was robbed from her, that this was taken from her, and she deserves a better life. Well, now she's out and she's married. And I, you know, I don't know if I give that union decades to last, because I think that the public eye is going to be a strain. And I think it's going to be very difficult and challenging for her to deal with this notoriety in total freedom. She was in prison, and she said actually when she was in prison, she experienced more freedom than she did with her mother. And I think being out in the world with no boundaries and no safeguards will be even more shocking for her. So like anyone else who has been incarcerated for a long time, she will have to learn how to bump up against the sharp edges of society.
Don't go anywhere. More Kennedy Saves the World right after this.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
And, you know, she obviously is going to engage in all the autobiographical exercises that someone with her level of notoriety and the interest in her interesting story that exists, that she will sell her story over and over again in different ways. And she has every right to do that. But she also has to take in a little bit of pop culture, because there's a lot that happened. Like Jeanette McCurdy, the former Nickelodeon star, she wrote a book about her difficult childhood with her mom that she claimed was really abusive. She's got to read Britney's memoir, and she's got to learn, you know, you don't play with knives or you lose your children. I would hold off having children for some time if I were Gypsy Rose. I think with medical and reproductive technology where it's at, she can freeze her eggs and probably wait a few years to really actuate and get her feet under her and figure out who she is as a person and as a woman and as a survivor of a difficult childhood and prison. As someone who probably carries a great deal of remorse with her, I think she probably would want a few years of therapy at least in order to process what she has been through and what she has to give and ways she can nurture as a mom. And it's going to take some time for her to do that. She's already signed up for all of her social media. So where she goes from here and where she is now, that will be a completely new chapter in her story that a lot of people who have followed the saga and who have consumed it, because there's such an appetite for true crime in this country right now. And I think a lot of those people who are true crime fans see this as something that has a silver lining. There is something about her story that contains an element of redemption, which oftentimes you don't get with tragedy, but that is also why so many people are eager to hear how she has progressed, how she has evolved, what they can learn from her story, not only as people who consume true crime, but also as parents. You know, what could her life have been if she had a mom who didn't selfishly and psychotically put her needs above her child's? And if she is going to be a parent, how does that inform her potential future parenthood? And, you know, there are a lot of people who will be looking into this who care for her. They care about her and they want what's best for her. And that is the great thing about a new year, is it allows everyone to turn the page. So we'll see if she can heal, process, and capitalize on this wild story that in its own right is entering into a new chapter. Are you ready for the Jeff Gordon year? I have been informed last year, of course, 2023, the Jordan year, 2024, the Jeff Gordon year. Go get the checkered flag. This has been Kennedy Saves the World. I'm Kennedy.
Listen ad-free with a Fox News Podcast Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts, and Amazon Prime members can listen to this show ad-free on the Amazon Music app.
Oh, go ahead and leave me a review while you're there. I'd love to hear what you have to say. You've been listening to Kennedy Saves the World on the Fox News Podcast Network.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.